Leo sun signs and Leo rising signs. This is Bess Matassa with your Numinous Tarot forecast for July 2019. And despite all of the watery energies in the sky right now in the cosmos, this is a distinctively fiery month for you, Leo. You're stepping out of the card from June, the Page of Wands, where you were really mixing fire and earth. You were learning how to pause. You were learning that there's no kind of expiration date on your own specialness, on your own signature style, that you can kind of exercise that precious pause, gather your resources, gather yourself for a moment before you initiate action. And in July, the card that you're stepping into is the Emperor. And I want you to take a moment to consider this concept, and it may seem like a strange one, but the phrase stomping grounds. What is your stomping ground, your turf? And maybe those are slightly different things. When we think of the concept of turf, we think of something that we might have to guard, that we might have to defend. But when we think of stomping ground, we think of something that is like naturally our territory, is an area of our lives or a physical location that we have ownership over through a kind of ease, through a kind of natural extension of our own bodies. And this is what the Emperor card is really asking you to consider this month. This question of sovereignty, this question of spaciousness, of lasting kind of soul security. And it doesn't have to be with any kind of defense associated with it. I almost imagine you walking this stomping ground, walking this turf that's very naturally yours, and just sort of easefully inhabiting it, being able to survey the land, being able to survey the land of your life. And if you consider this on a physical level, it could be quite literally a neighborhood. You know, maybe there's a neighborhood in your city or where you live that you know really well, and that you know shop owners in that area, or you have friends that live there, or maybe you live there. Maybe it's a room in your house where every time you step into it, you feel this kind of sense of relaxation, this sort of out-breath, that there's nothing to do, there's nothing to prove, there's nothing to kind of police. Because the Emperor card is all about how we take up space, how we inhabit our bodies, how we inhabit the earth without any sense of apology. And there's a kind of unapologeticness, and that doesn't need to be kind of bombastic or effortful or, you know, I'm not apologizing for anything, I am who I am kind of energy. There's just sort of a natural extension of the body. You know, on this card in the deck that I'm using, the Star Child, there's just this beautiful lion or tiger. Obviously don't know my big cats. I think it's a tiger, who's just standing kind of steady on this ground. And that kind of steadiness is really available to you in the month of July. And it may come from a location, or it may come from an arena of your life that seems quite small, but I encourage you to amplify that, to take wherever you feel grounded and plump it up this month. And I'm wishing you a beautiful month of July, and I'll speak with you soon.